Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Friday, June 9th. Today on Forbes, inside the crazy $6 billion plan to turn wind into gasoline. Near the southernmost tip of Chilean Patagonia, on the wind-buffeted Straits of Magellan, the Haru Oni E-Fuels pilot plant sits at the foot of a wind turbine. The plant produces greener gasoline. It starts by taking wind power to run electrolyzer machines, which separate the hydrogen out of water. The hydrogen is then joined with recycled carbon dioxide in reactions that generate synthetic hydrocarbons, indistinguishable from fossil-derived gasoline. To be sure, carbon dioxide still comes out the back of any car running off this manufactured fuel, but it's a start. Porsche AG, an investor, is excited about the prospect of marketing this chemically identical so-called e-fuel, the E is for electricity, to drivers who want both internal combustion and a cleaner climate conscience. It plans to get maximum publicity per gallon by first using it to gas up its racing teams. So, why build a novel green fuels plant in remote Patagonia? First off, the strong winds created when Antarctica's cold air meets the warm air from the Pacific. Turbines there can achieve 75% operating efficiency versus an average of 45% for Texas wind farms. Second, the main shareholder of HIF Global, Santiago, Chile-based AME, already develops vast Atacama Desert solar farms and is looking to erect thousands of wind turbines in Patagonia. That would be enough to make billions of gallons of fuel a year and turn Chile into the unlikely exporter of millions of gallons a year of greener gasoline made from Patagonia winds, the same ones that 500 years ago blew Magellan's ships through the strait that bears his name. But Patagonia is not logistically the easiest place to build, which is why HIF aims to construct its first world-scale plant in Texas, near its chemical plants and refineries. Meg Gentle, HIF's executive director, was captivated by the concept when she heard about it in 2021 from chairman Cesar Norton. Gentle, who is 48 years old, had just gotten out of the liquefied natural gas business, having served 15 years at pioneering LNG exporter Cheniere Energy, followed by 4 years as CEO of rival LNG developer Tellurian Energy. Gentle left Tellurian in late 2020, intending to take it easier and run her family investment office, Gemstone Investments, for a while. She agreed to put some money behind HIF, which stands for Highly Innovative Fuels. She says, quote, "I started as an investor. Soon it was, Meg, can you help us with this or that?" Her job for the last 2 years has been planning, permitting, and contracting for a $6 billion plant in Matagorda County, Texas, that will make 200 million gallons of greener fuels a year, equivalent to taking the emissions of 400,000 cars off the road. So now, Gentle feels back in her element. At Cheniere Energy, she had raised $40 billion in capital to build a half dozen plants in Texas and Louisiana that now chill and export some 7 billion cubic feet of gas per day, 60% of U.S. LNG exports, and 5% of total domestic supply. She's not intimidated by cost or complexity. She says, quote, "So many elements of what we are tying together are exactly the same as LNG." For full coverage, check out Christopher Hellman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.